The fourth station of the cross. Jesus meets his mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. From the Gospel according to Luke. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold this child. He is destined for the fall and for the rising of many in Israel, destined to be a sign that is rejected. And a sword will pierce your own soul too, so that the secret thoughts of many may be laid bare. And his mother stored up all these things in her heart. On the way of the cross of Jesus, there is also Mary, his mother. During his public life, she had had to step aside to make space for the birth of Jesus' new family, the family of his disciples. She had also had to hear his words, Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. Now we see that she is the mother of Jesus, not only in her body, but in her heart. Before even she had conceived him in her body, she conceived him in her heart, thanks to her obedience. She had been told, Behold, you are to conceive a son. He will be great. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. Yet, shortly after, she heard other words from the mouth of the elderly Simeon. A sword will pierce your own soul too. She then recalled the words of the prophets, words like these. Harshly dealt with, he bore it humbly. He never opened his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter. Now, all this becomes reality. In her heart, she had always guarded the words the angel had spoken to her when it had all begun. Do not be afraid, Mary. The disciples fled. She did not flee. She stayed there, with the courage of a mother, with the fidelity of a mother, with the goodness of a mother, and with her faith, which resisted in the obscurity. Blessed is she who believed. But the Son of Man, when he comes, will he find faith on earth? Yes, in that moment, Jesus knew. He will find faith. This, in that hour, is his great consolation. Holy Mary, Mother of the Lord, you remained faithful when the disciples fled. Just as you believed when the angel announced to you what was incredible, that you were going to become the Mother of the Most High, so too you believed at the hour of his greatest humiliation. Thus it was that at the hour of the cross, at the hour of the darkest night of the world, you became Mother of Believers, Mother of the Church. We pray to you, teach us to believe, and help us so that our faith may become the courage to serve, and the gesture of a love which comes to help and knows how to share in suffering. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ above in torment hangs, she beneath.